The Addict, Why Can't They Just Stop? By Deborah J. Books.Kim, free summaries of best-selling books. Download PDF and MP3 versions of the summary from www.books.kim. The latest effective learning methodology has been utilized to construct the summary, ensuring that you can easily retain the key takeaways. The technique involves a great deal of repetition and rephrasing, which have been proven to be highly effective when it comes to information retention. In fact, this is the same approach employed in memorizing poems. Our objective is to not only help you comprehend the most significant concepts, but also enable you to recall and apply them in your daily life. Summary. The Addict, Why Can't They Just Stop? By Deborah J. is a book that explores the complex and often misunderstood world of addiction. It examines why people become addicted to substances, how they can break free from their addictions, and what society can do to help them. The book begins with an overview of the history of addiction, including its roots in ancient cultures and its evolution over time. It then looks at the various types of addictions, such as alcohol, drugs, gambling, sex, and food. For each type, it discusses the physical effects on the body as well as psychological factors that contribute to addiction. The book also delves into some common misconceptions about addicts and explains why these are wrong. It provides insight into how family dynamics play a role in addiction development and recovery. Additionally, it covers topics such as relapse prevention strategies for those who have already begun recovery efforts, treatment options available, legal issues related to substance abuse, support systems for recovering addicts, and more. Throughout The Addict, Why Can't They Just Stop? Deborah J. emphasizes that understanding addiction is key to helping those suffering from it find freedom from their destructive behaviors. She encourages readers not only to learn more about this issue but also take action by supporting organizations dedicated to helping individuals struggling with substance abuse or other forms of addictive behavior. Main ideas. Main idea number 1. Addiction is a chronic, progressive, and potentially fatal disease. Addiction is a complex and serious medical condition that affects the brain and body, and can lead to serious physical and psychological consequences if left untreated. Main idea number 2. Addiction is a family disease. Addiction affects not only the individual, but also their family and friends, as it can cause significant disruption to relationships and family dynamics. Main idea number 3. Addiction is a disease of denial. People with addiction often deny that they have a problem, and may be in denial about the severity of their addiction and the consequences it can have on their lives. Main idea number 4. Addiction is a disease of isolation. People with addiction often isolate themselves from family and friends, and may become increasingly isolated as their addiction progresses. Main idea number 5. Addiction is a disease of shame. People with addiction often feel ashamed of their addiction and may be reluctant to seek help due to the stigma associated with addiction. Main idea number 6. Addiction is a disease of trauma. People with addiction often have a history of trauma, which can contribute to the development of addiction and make it more difficult to treat. Main idea number 7. Addiction is a disease of co-occurring disorders. People with addiction often have co-occurring mental health disorders, such as depression or anxiety, which can complicate treatment and recovery. Main idea number 8. Addiction is a disease of relapse. Relapse is a common part of the recovery process, and people with addiction should be prepared for the possibility of relapse and have a plan in place to prevent it. Main idea number 9. Addiction is a disease of hope. Despite the challenges of addiction, recovery is possible and there is hope for those struggling with addiction. Main idea number 10. Addiction is a disease of recovery. Recovery from addiction is a lifelong process and requires ongoing effort and commitment to maintain sobriety. Main idea number 11. Addiction is a disease of support. People with addiction need support from family, friends, and professionals in order to successfully recover from addiction. Main idea number 12. Addiction is a disease of self-care. Self-care is an important part of recovery, and people with addiction should focus on taking care of themselves physically, mentally, and emotionally. Main idea number 13. Addiction is a disease of boundaries. People with addiction should set boundaries with family and friends in order to protect their sobriety and maintain healthy relationships. Main idea number 14. Addiction is a disease of communication. People with addiction should learn how to communicate effectively in order to build and maintain healthy relationships. Main idea number 15. Addiction is a disease of relapse prevention. People with addiction should develop a relapse prevention plan in order to reduce the risk of relapse and maintain sobriety. Main idea number 16. Addiction is a disease of self-awareness. People with addiction should strive to become more self-aware in order to better understand their addiction and how to manage it. Main idea number 17. Addiction is a disease of spirituality. People with addiction should explore their spirituality in order to find meaning and purpose in their lives. Main idea number 18. Addiction is a disease of resilience. People with addiction should strive to build resilience in order to cope with the challenges of addiction and recovery. Main idea number 19. Addiction is a disease of community. People with addiction should seek out a supportive community in order to find strength and support in their recovery. Main idea number 20. Addiction is a disease of recovery. People with addiction should focus on their recovery and strive to make positive changes in their lives in order to achieve long-term sobriety. Main ideas expanded. Main idea number 1. Addiction is a chronic, progressive, and potentially fatal disease. It is characterized by compulsive drug use despite negative consequences, such as physical or psychological harm to oneself or others. Addiction can cause significant changes in the brain's reward system that make it difficult for an individual to resist the urge to take drugs even when they know it will have harmful effects on their life. Over time, these changes can lead to physical dependence and addiction. The long-term effects of addiction are far-reaching and devastating. People with addictions often experience financial problems due to spending money on drugs instead of necessities like food or rent, legal issues related to obtaining drugs illegally, relationship difficulties due to dishonesty and neglect, health complications from substance abuse, mental health issues such as depression or anxiety, social isolation due to shame and stigma associated with addiction, and increased risk of overdose. Treatment for addiction typically involves a combination of medication, therapy, lifestyle changes, support groups, self-help strategies, relapse prevention techniques, and other interventions tailored specifically for each person's needs. Treatment should be comprehensive in order for individuals struggling with addiction to achieve lasting recovery. Main idea number 2. Addiction is a family disease, as it can have far-reaching effects on the lives of those closest to the addict. Family members may feel helpless and frustrated when trying to help their loved one, and they often experience feelings of guilt or shame for not being able to do more. The addict's behavior can cause tension in relationships, leading to arguments and conflict between family members. In addition, addiction can lead to financial strain due to increased medical bills or legal fees associated with the addiction. The stress that comes from living with an addicted person can also take its toll on family members. They may become overwhelmed by worry about their loved one's health and safety, as well as feeling powerless over their situation. This stress can manifest itself in physical symptoms such as headaches or stomach aches, difficulty sleeping, depression, or anxiety. It is important for families affected by addiction to seek support from outside sources such as counseling services or support groups like Al-Anon, which provide education about addiction and offer guidance on how best to cope with it. By understanding what they are going through and learning healthy coping strategies for dealing with difficult emotions related to the addiction, families will be better equipped to handle this challenging situation. Main idea number 3. Addiction is a complex and insidious disease that can have devastating effects on an individual's life. People with addiction often deny that they have a problem, or may be in denial about the severity of their addiction and the consequences it can have on their lives. This denial is one of the most difficult aspects of addiction to overcome, as it prevents individuals from seeking help and getting treatment for their condition. Denial also serves to protect people from facing up to the reality of their situation. It allows them to avoid confronting painful emotions such as guilt, shame, fear, anger, or sadness, which are associated with admitting they have an issue with substance abuse. Denial also helps addicts maintain a sense of control over their lives by allowing them to ignore any negative consequences resulting from their behavior. The cycle of denial perpetuates itself because when someone denies having an issue with substance abuse, they are less likely to seek out help or support for recovery. Without proper treatment and support, relapse becomes more likely as individuals struggle against cravings without adequate coping skills or strategies in place. Breaking through this cycle requires courage and commitment, however, it is possible if you reach out for help. Treatment programs provide education about addiction so that individuals can understand how it works and why they need professional assistance in order to recover successfully. Main idea number 4. Addiction is a disease of isolation. People with addiction often find themselves withdrawing from family and friends as their addiction takes hold. This can be due to feelings of shame or guilt associated with the behavior, or simply because they are unable to maintain relationships while under the influence of drugs or alcohol. As the addiction progresses, this isolation can become more pronounced. People may stop attending social events, avoid contact with loved ones, and even isolate themselves in their own homes. This sense of loneliness and disconnection can have serious consequences for those struggling with addiction. Without support from family and friends, it becomes much harder to break free from substance abuse. It also increases the risk that an individual will relapse into old patterns of use after a period of sobriety has been achieved. It is important for those suffering from addiction to reach out for help before becoming too isolated. Seeking treatment at an accredited rehab center is one way to start on the path towards recovery. There are also many support groups available both online and in person which provide invaluable resources for individuals looking to overcome their addictions. Main idea number 5. Addiction is a complex and often misunderstood disease. People with addiction may feel ashamed of their behavior, believing that they should be able to control it on their own. This shame can lead to feelings of guilt, isolation, and hopelessness. It can also prevent them from seeking help or support from family and friends. The stigma associated with addiction further compounds the problem by making people feel like they are alone in their struggle. Society often views addiction as a moral failing rather than an illness, which only serves to increase the sense of shame felt by those affected by it. The fear of being judged or rejected for having an addiction can make it difficult for someone to reach out for help. It is important to remember that addiction is not something anyone chooses. It is a chronic medical condition that requires professional treatment in order to recover from successfully. By understanding this fact and offering compassion instead of judgment, we can create an environment where people struggling with addiction feel safe enough to seek help without feeling ashamed. Main idea number 6. Addiction is a complex disorder that can have many causes, but trauma often plays an important role. Trauma can be defined as any event or experience that overwhelms the individual's capacity to cope and leaves them feeling helpless and powerless. It can include physical, sexual, emotional abuse, neglect, abandonment, natural disasters, war-related experiences, medical procedures, or accidents. People who have experienced trauma are more likely to develop addiction than those who haven't. Traumatic events can lead to feelings of shame, guilt, fear, and anger, which may cause people to turn to substances in order to numb these emotions. Substance use provides temporary relief from these difficult feelings, but it also creates its own set of problems such as legal issues, financial difficulties, and health complications. Over time, this cycle of using substances in response to traumatic memories becomes entrenched, making it increasingly difficult for individuals with addiction to break free. The good news is that there are effective treatments available for both trauma and addiction, which focus on helping individuals process their traumatic experiences in a safe environment while providing support for recovery from substance use disorders. With the right help, people with addiction can learn how to manage their triggers so they don't feel compelled to turn back towards substance use when faced with difficult emotions. Main idea number 7. Addiction is a complex disorder that affects not only the person struggling with it, but also their family and friends. It is often accompanied by other mental health disorders such as depression or anxiety, which can make treatment and recovery more difficult. People with addiction may have difficulty managing their emotions, leading to impulsive behavior or self-destructive actions. They may also struggle to cope with stressors in healthy ways, turning instead to substance use as an escape from reality. The presence of co-occurring disorders can complicate treatment for addiction because they must be addressed simultaneously in order for successful recovery to occur. Treatment plans should include both individual and group therapy sessions that focus on identifying triggers for substance use and developing healthier coping strategies. Medication may also be prescribed if necessary to help manage symptoms of depression or anxiety. It's important for those suffering from addiction to understand that they are not alone. There are many resources available that can provide support during this difficult time. With proper care and dedication, individuals can learn how to manage their co-occurring disorders while working towards long-term sobriety. Main idea number 8. Addiction is a chronic, relapsing disease that requires ongoing management and treatment. People with addiction often experience periods of remission followed by relapse, which can be difficult to manage. Relapse does not mean failure, it is an opportunity to learn from mistakes and make changes in order to prevent future relapses. It is important for people with addiction to have a plan in place for how they will respond if they experience cravings or other triggers that could lead them back into substance use. Having a support system in place can help individuals stay on track during recovery and reduce the risk of relapse. This may include family members, friends, counselors, or support groups such as Alcoholics Anonymous or Narcotics Anonymous. These resources provide emotional support and guidance when needed most. It's also important for people with addiction to recognize their own warning signs of relapse so they can take steps early on before things get out of control. Common warning signs include increased stress levels, feelings of isolation or loneliness, avoiding activities related to recovery, such as attending meetings, engaging in risky behaviors, such as using drugs around others, and feeling overwhelmed by life's challenges. By understanding the risks associated with relapse and having strategies in place ahead of time, individuals can better prepare themselves for any potential setbacks along the way towards long-term sobriety. Main idea number 9. Addiction is a disease of hope. Despite the challenges that come with addiction, there is still hope for those struggling to overcome it. Addiction can be an incredibly difficult and isolating experience, but recovery is possible. With the right support system in place, individuals can learn how to manage their addiction and live healthier lives. The book The Addict, Why Can't They Just Stop? By Deborah J. provides insight into why people become addicted and what they need to do in order to break free from its grip. It explores the psychological aspects of addiction as well as practical strategies for overcoming it. Through her research and personal experiences, J. offers readers a comprehensive understanding of this complex issue. At its core, addiction is about hope, hope that things will get better if we just keep trying or use one more time. Hope that our lives will improve if we make certain changes, or even hope that we can find peace within ourselves despite our struggles with substance abuse. No matter how dark things may seem at times, there is always light at the end of the tunnel when it comes to recovering from addiction. With dedication and hard work, anyone can reclaim their life from substance abuse and create a brighter future for themselves. Main idea number 10. Addiction is a chronic, relapsing disease that affects the brain and behavior. It is characterized by compulsive drug seeking and use despite harmful consequences. Recovery from addiction involves making changes in one's lifestyle to avoid triggers for relapse, developing healthy coping skills to manage stressors, and learning how to live without drugs or alcohol. Recovery requires ongoing effort and commitment on the part of the individual struggling with addiction. This includes attending support groups such as Alcoholics Anonymous, AA, or Narcotics Anonymous, NA, engaging in therapy sessions with a qualified mental health professional, participating in self-help activities such as mindfulness meditation or yoga classes, avoiding people who may trigger cravings for drugs or alcohol, and finding meaningful ways to fill time previously spent using substances. The journey of recovery can be difficult at times, but it is possible with dedication and hard work. With proper treatment and support from family members, friends, healthcare professionals, peers in recovery programs like AA/NA meetings, individuals can learn how to cope with their addiction while living a life free from substance abuse. Main idea number 11. Addiction is a complex and often misunderstood disease. It can be difficult for family members, friends, and even professionals to understand why someone with an addiction cannot simply stop using drugs or alcohol. However, it is important to recognize that addiction is a chronic illness that requires ongoing support in order for individuals to successfully recover from it. People with addictions need the support of those around them in order to make positive changes in their lives. This includes providing emotional support as well as practical assistance such as helping them find treatment options or connecting them with resources they may need. Additionally, having people who are willing to listen without judgment can help create an environment where individuals feel safe enough to talk about their struggles and work towards recovery. It's also important for family members and friends of those struggling with addiction to take care of themselves too. Caring for someone else while dealing with the stressors associated with addiction can be overwhelming at times, so it's essential that caregivers practice self-care by taking time out for themselves when needed. Ultimately, understanding that addiction is a disease of support means recognizing the importance of providing both emotional and practical assistance throughout the recovery process. With this kind of supportive network in place, individuals have a much better chance at achieving long-term sobriety. Main idea number 12. Addiction is a complex disease that affects the entire person, not just their behavior. It can be difficult for people with addiction to take care of themselves in all aspects of life, but it is essential for recovery. Self-care involves taking time to nurture and nourish oneself physically, mentally, and emotionally. This includes getting enough restful sleep, eating healthy meals regularly, engaging in physical activity or exercise as appropriate, participating in activities that bring joy and relaxation such as hobbies or creative pursuits, connecting with supportive friends and family members who understand the challenges of addiction recovery, seeking professional help when needed from counselors or therapists who specialize in treating addiction issues. Self-care also means learning how to manage stress effectively by developing coping skills such as deep breathing exercises or mindfulness meditation. People with addiction should also practice self-compassion by being kinder to themselves when they make mistakes instead of beating themselves up over them. Finally, it's important for those recovering from addiction to set realistic goals for themselves so they don't become overwhelmed by trying to do too much at once. By focusing on self-care during recovery from addiction, people can build a strong foundation upon which they can continue their journey towards lasting sobriety and improved overall health. Main idea number 13. Addiction is a disease of boundaries. People with addiction often struggle to set and maintain healthy boundaries in their relationships, leading to unhealthy dynamics that can further fuel the cycle of addiction. Setting boundaries is an important part of recovery, as it helps protect sobriety and allows for healthier interactions with family and friends. Boundaries should be clear, consistent, and communicated effectively so that everyone involved understands what is expected from them. Boundaries can include anything from setting limits on how much time you spend with certain people or activities to establishing rules about not using drugs or alcohol around others. It's also important to establish expectations for yourself, for example, making sure you take care of your own needs first before trying to help someone else. Establishing these types of boundaries will help ensure that your relationships are based on mutual respect rather than enabling behavior. It's also important to remember that setting boundaries doesn't mean cutting off all contact with family or friends who may have enabled your addiction in the past. Instead, it means creating new ways of interacting that are more conducive to maintaining sobriety. This could involve having honest conversations about how things need to change going forward or seeking out professional help if needed. Ultimately, setting healthy boundaries is essential for anyone struggling with addiction as it helps create a safe space where they can focus on their recovery without fear of relapse or judgment from those around them. With strong support systems in place and clear communication between all parties involved, individuals can begin rebuilding their lives free from the grips of addiction. Main idea number 14. Addiction is a disease of communication. People with addiction often struggle to communicate effectively, leading to strained relationships and difficulty in maintaining healthy connections. This can be seen in the way that people with addiction may avoid talking about their problems or feelings, instead turning to substances as an escape from difficult conversations. It is also evident in how they might lash out at those around them when feeling overwhelmed or frustrated by their own inability to express themselves clearly. In order for people with addiction to build and maintain healthy relationships, it is essential that they learn how to communicate effectively. This means being able to talk openly and honestly about their thoughts and feelings without fear of judgment or criticism. It also involves learning how to listen actively so that others feel heard and understood. Finally, it requires developing empathy so that one can understand another person's perspective even if it differs from one's own. By improving communication skills, people with addiction can create meaningful connections with those around them, which will help support recovery efforts while providing comfort during times of distress. With practice and patience, these skills can become second nature over time, allowing individuals struggling with addiction the opportunity for healthier relationships both now and into the future. Main idea number 15. A relapse prevention plan is an important tool for people with addiction to help them stay sober. It involves identifying triggers that could lead to a relapse, such as stress or negative emotions, and developing strategies to cope with these triggers in healthy ways. This can include activities like exercise, meditation, journaling, talking to supportive friends and family members, or seeking professional help when needed. Additionally, it's important for individuals with addiction to develop a support system of people who understand their struggles and can provide encouragement during difficult times. Having this kind of network in place can be invaluable in helping someone maintain sobriety. It's also essential for those struggling with addiction to recognize the warning signs of relapse so they can take steps early on before things get out of control. These warning signs may include increased cravings for drugs or alcohol, avoiding situations where substances are present, spending time around people who use drugs or drink heavily, feeling overwhelmed by life's challenges, and engaging in risky behaviors like driving while intoxicated. If any of these warning signs arise, it's important for individuals with addiction to reach out for help right away. Ultimately, having a comprehensive relapse prevention plan is key for anyone trying to overcome an addiction. By recognizing potential triggers and developing coping skills ahead of time, individuals will have the tools they need if they ever find themselves at risk of relapsing back into substance abuse. Main idea number 16. Addiction is a complex and multifaceted disease that affects both the mind and body. It can be difficult to understand why someone with an addiction cannot simply stop using drugs or alcohol, but it is important to remember that addiction is not a choice. It is a chronic illness. People with addiction should strive to become more self-aware in order to better understand their addiction and how to manage it. Self-awareness involves recognizing one's own thoughts, feelings, behaviors, and motivations, as well as understanding how these things interact with each other. By becoming more aware of themselves, people with addiction can gain insight into what triggers their addictive behavior and learn strategies for managing cravings or avoiding relapse. Self-awareness also helps individuals recognize when they are engaging in unhealthy coping mechanisms such as substance use or avoidance behaviors like isolating from friends and family members. This awareness allows them to make healthier choices instead of relying on substances or isolation for relief from stressors or uncomfortable emotions. Additionally, self-awareness can help people identify underlying issues such as depression or anxiety, which may be contributing factors in their addictive behavior. Finally, developing greater self-awareness enables individuals struggling with addiction to develop empathy towards themselves by recognizing the pain they have experienced due to their illness. This understanding can lead them towards compassion rather than shame, which will ultimately aid in recovery efforts. Main idea number 17. Addiction is a disease of spirituality. It can be seen as an attempt to fill the void that exists in many people's lives, a void created by feelings of emptiness and lack of purpose. People with addiction often feel disconnected from themselves, their families, and society at large. They may turn to drugs or alcohol as a way to cope with these feelings and find some sense of comfort or solace. Exploring one's spirituality can help those struggling with addiction find meaning and purpose in life. Through spiritual practices such as meditation, prayer, yoga, journaling, or simply spending time outdoors in nature, individuals can begin to reconnect with themselves on a deeper level. This connection helps them gain insight into their own thoughts and emotions so they can better understand why they are drawn to addictive behaviors. In addition to providing clarity about one's motivations for using substances or engaging in other destructive behaviors, exploring spirituality also offers hope for recovery from addiction. By connecting more deeply with oneself through spiritual practice, it becomes easier to recognize the need for change and develop healthier coping strategies that don't involve substance use. Main idea number 18. Addiction is a complex and often misunderstood disease. It can be difficult to understand why someone with an addiction cannot simply stop using drugs or alcohol, even when they are aware of the consequences. The truth is that addiction is a disease of resilience. It takes tremendous strength and courage for people with addictions to cope with their struggles and work towards recovery. Building resilience in the face of addiction requires hard work, dedication, and support from family members, friends, healthcare professionals, and other resources. People who have experienced addiction should strive to develop skills such as problem-solving abilities, self-awareness, communication skills, emotional regulation strategies, stress management techniques, healthy coping mechanisms for dealing with cravings or triggers associated with substance use disorder, SUD, mindfulness practices such as meditation or yoga, positive thinking habits, physical activity, good nutrition, adequate sleep hygiene, social connections, spiritual practices like prayer or journaling, creative outlets like art therapy or music therapy. These activities help build resilience by providing individuals in recovery from SUDs the tools they need to manage their emotions more effectively while also helping them stay connected to themselves on a deeper level. Additionally, these activities can provide structure which helps reduce feelings of isolation that many people experience during times of relapse prevention. Ultimately, building resilience through these activities will help those struggling with addiction find hope in their journey toward sobriety. With enough effort and determination, anyone can overcome this challenging illness if they are willing to put forth the necessary effort into developing strong coping skills. Main idea number 19. Addiction is a disease that affects not only the individual, but also their family and friends. It can be difficult for those with addiction to find support in their recovery journey, as they may feel isolated or ashamed of their condition. However, it is important for people with addiction to seek out a supportive community in order to find strength and encouragement during this difficult time. This could include attending group meetings such as Alcoholics Anonymous or Narcotics Anonymous, joining an online forum dedicated to helping those struggling with addiction, or even finding a mentor who has gone through similar experiences. Having access to a supportive community can provide invaluable resources and guidance throughout the recovery process. People within these communities are often able to offer advice on how best to cope with cravings and triggers while providing emotional support when needed most. Additionally, having peers who understand what you're going through can help reduce feelings of isolation, which are common among those suffering from addiction. Ultimately, seeking out a supportive community is essential for anyone looking to overcome an addiction. By connecting with others who have been through similar struggles and challenges, individuals will gain valuable insight into how best manage their own situation while gaining much-needed hope that recovery is possible. Main idea number 20. Addiction is a complex and chronic disease that requires ongoing treatment and support. People with addiction should focus on their recovery journey, which involves making positive changes in their lives to achieve long-term sobriety. This includes developing healthy coping skills, building strong social supports, engaging in meaningful activities, and learning how to manage stressors without turning to drugs or alcohol. Recovery also involves addressing underlying issues such as trauma or mental health disorders that may have contributed to the development of an addiction. Recovery from addiction is not easy; it takes hard work and dedication. It can be helpful for people with addiction to seek out professional help from counselors or therapists who specialize in treating substance use disorders. Additionally, attending 12-step meetings like Alcoholics Anonymous, AA, or Narcotics Anonymous, NA, can provide invaluable peer support during the recovery process. It's important for those struggling with addiction to remember that they are not alone. There are many resources available to help them on their path towards lasting sobriety. With commitment and perseverance, anyone can overcome an addiction and lead a healthier life. As we come to the conclusion of this book summary, we would like to express our sincere gratitude for taking the time to read or listen to it. Your feedback means the world to us, so we kindly ask that you rate our summary and share it with others who might benefit from it. Additionally, if you're hungry for more great reads, be sure to check out our website at www.book.kim. Thank you again for your support and happy reading.